Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. We prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnson, with today's guest.
Today on HBU Think About It, we are blessed to have Mike Romey. He serves as senior partner for Allen Austin, a global management consulting firm. Mike is a member of Life Sciences, Industrial, Professional Services, and Financial Services and Practices, and plays an integral role in the firm's growth, culture, and client service excellence commitment. He shares his expertise as a mentor for HBU's McNair Center for Entrepreneurship and Free Enterprise. Mike is a native of Salina, Kansas, and he and his wife, Merrill, raised three children. Welcome, Mike. We're so glad to have you.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here. You know, I'm honored to get the opportunity to share my thoughts about HBU because I truly have a heart for the students there, and I love being a part of it.
Well, I mean, let's talk first about your particular position there as a senior partner and what you do for a living, and then talk about how it intersected with HBU.
That'd be great. It's been kind of a metamorphosis of how this has all happened. Back in April, when COVID hit, all of a sudden I had been CEO of a company, and the timing was right to take what I have learned over the last 45 years and do something I've always wanted to do, and that is consulting work with a purpose. And the opportunity came up with a friend of mine here at Allen Austin who founded it back in the mid-90s, actually, and Rob Andrews, and we were golf buddies, and so we just kept talking about trying to do things bigger and better, and so he had a process that, and I'm very process-oriented, and his process really resonated with me and what he wanted to do, and what I wanted to do resonated with him. So together we joined forces, and it's been very dynamic and very exciting. And right out of the chute, the first opportunity we had was to work with the McNair Foundation and the center on improving on accountability, on just working with the students, on mentoring. So we've created the Allen Austin mentoring program through the center, and with that, it's given us an opportunity to also stay very close to the kids, the it's a good thing for the city. It has so many purpose-driven thought processes to it that we're really excited about what's going on. And of course, now as you can imagine, a number of things have grown out of that in a very short period of time, from the beginning of May to now. So here we are.
Well, and we're so grateful to you. I know Dr. Sloan and our entire leadership team just is really grateful, Mike, for your enthusiasm and belief in the university. We share that common vision that HBU is quite unique, and the potential of this university in a city like Houston is beyond calculation. I wonder, what is it about HBU that captured your attention and your focus and your support?
I love answering that question because, as it should be with any university, it's about the kids. And the kids are the heart of any university, and the people that choose to be researchers or choose to be the teachers or in operations or whatever at a university, I am so amazed how much they give of themselves to others to make them others better. And so watching that happen over a number of years, it became something that I wanted to do. And so having the opportunity to do it at HBU, which is just a diamond in the rough, and was very was very strategic in a way, because you can come to a school like HBU and do things and make a difference. And you know, I've been blessed and lucky to be involved in multiple universities, a high number. And what I can say is that you have a difficult time making a difference at most universities because of numerous characteristics of the university. At HBU, that does not hold. You can, if you want to be a difference maker and if you care, and you can come in and do that. And so what really sticks out is honestly is the students. And you know, there just aren't very many places you can go that has a family attitude. And so if you think about one of the weakest things in our society today is the breakdown in the family. And why is that? And you can point to numerous things, whether it be the foundation of the parents breaking up, and I mean, I know the divorce rate is high. And so when that happens, the family gets disjointed. And then, of course, something that, you know, you really don't talk a lot about, but the amount of generational wealth that has come about through my age group on down, in particular, has changed how a family operates. And what we all know, and you know, don't quote me on this, but I'm pretty sure that the word money is the most used word in the Bible. And the reason is because money does evil things to people. Mm-hmm. And so when you create too much money and you don't have a grounding of a family and education, what can happen is a lot of dysfunction can set in. And so at a place like HBU, it doesn't matter what student I ask when I'm there. Not every student says, it just feels like my family. It just feels like my home. And that's wonderful. So,
well, you know, it's interesting you should say that, because after this is podcast number 171, and so I feel like I've gotten a feel of both the faculty and students. I've heard a lot of stories, but the number one word used is the word you just used, family. I've had so many students say, I'm not a number here. My professor knows me, cares about me, and I feel like this is a family. It's a beautiful statement. Now, explain a little bit more about the Allen Austin component there at McNair and what you're incentivizing to happen.
Sure. Okay. Let me go back just a little bit, because I want to make a comment to add on there. I've done some work in prison ministry. I've done some work in youth prison ministry. And one of the things that I know is that the reason that gangs are so prevalent and so prominent is because people want to have relationships. They want to have a family. Mm-hmm. And those gangs are like the family that they don't have, and that individuals want to feel that they're a part of. So I don't, you know, I'm not a statistic major on what those numbers look like, but I can tell you that I know for a fact, from a behavioral standpoint, that's how we think, is that, okay, I'm going to look around until I find some place that I'm comfortable with, that I can be loved and cared for and taken care of, and because that's part of the definition of a family. And so it has created the number of gangs as we've let the family disintegration happen in the United States. Yes. And other countries. So sorry to interject. No, that.
I mean, it makes perfect sense. And I mean, I found that speaking to young people, the most emotive topic you can bring up is family. It hits an emotional nerve.
Well, whenever I have led a company, whether you make the right decisions on the business side or you don't make the right decision, the one thing that I always wanted in the company was a feeling of family. And, yeah. And, because family creates respect for each other, and that is just so important. And we're dealing with that right now across America.
Yes.
We, in such a big way, which is unfortunate. Right. And because it's very, by definition, we're creating our own vacuum of ill will, and because we're always on the attack of each other.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what you're saying is so profound and so very true. You're a mentor for HBU's McNair Center for Entrepreneurship and Free Enterprise. As senior partner at Allen Austin, I mean, when you talk about a global management consulting firm, I can only imagine how that you bring a wide cadre of experience to the table to help inspire young people.
Everything starts with a nucleus, and it starts at the center. And I've been very lucky in my career. I never considered myself the smartest person in the room, but I was always a 360 thinker, and I always had. I guess it came partly because of sports, but I always have peripheral vision, and so keeping your eyes and ears open at all times just so important. And I know that our opportunity in the mentorship program is very important, because in my career, I think of how many great mentors I had.
Yeah.
But I will, and I tell this to my kids, I tell it to anybody that will listen, but you have to pursue it. You can't just sit back and try to let it come to you.
Right.
And so I happen to grow up in a in a scenario where I never thought that anybody was better than anybody else, because I was taught that God created us all equal. Mm-hmm. And that was my grounding from the day I could understand that. And so it never really, I never felt like I couldn't go and talk to somebody that was maybe head of the Fed, you know, banking system or whatever. I just never felt that way. Sure. You know, because what you learn is that we're honored. You know, we have gray hair. We've worked hard. We've had a lot of challenges. Some of them have worked really well. Some have been really complete failures. And so in a mentorship way, you want to be able to help others so that they don't step on the same minefield and get blown up. We all think that working hard and just focusing and getting after it is going to get it done. But what I've had to learn is that when you do that, you leave things out. And when you leave things out, something's going to go awry. Yeah. And that's so you can't, I don't think God put us on earth and gave us the talents he did and said, don't take care of yourself.
Right.
And so I think that's something we lose. And so mentoring is a way to take care of yourself and to make sure that you have checks and balances, because one of the most common characteristics of an individual is not wanting to be accountable. Sure. and understandable. Yeah. But in reality, if we have accountability, we tend to perform better. So if you truly want to perform at a higher level, you need accountability. So mentorship does that. And
Mike, you also mentioned when we were talking before we started rolling about you were working with, I believe it was Bridgewater, and came into HBU initially back in 2002?
Yeah, Bridgeway. Uh-huh, Bridgeway.
Bridgeway. So can you explain how God used you at that time to help launch what became a very, very awesome network for Christian businessmen in Houston?
It was really pretty cool. I ended up partnering and being a part of John Montgomery's company, Bridgeway Capital Management, which gives away 50% of their net profit to charity. And at the time, Enron was going through its downturn and going out of business. And Enron had spent a lot of money in the 501c3 world and helping around Houston. And so there was no way that Bridgeway, with our size, that we were going to be able to completely plug that hole. But we wanted to take a position and make a statement about that the little guy could make it happen as well. And so we got very involved in higher education. And it just so happened that higher education was my specialty, and that was, and as part of the process, I got very involved with many universities. At HBU, we found out about that the Center for Christianity was being formed, and it made sense for us to get involved with the center. At the time, the center was creating you can call it a conference or whatever you want to call it, but a two-day summit of speakers and different things, and people come in and listen, and they're faith-based, and you know, you just didn't get a lot of that back in 2004, around in there. And so we actually funded the cost structure of getting that up and running for the center as it was building itself. And so that was how I got involved, because a lot of things that happen in life, you kind of make things happen, and by making things happen, you get to be in the right place at the right time. And that happened at HBU. My time has spent at HBU has been quite a bit because of that. And I've seen a lot of different things go on there. And so when Alan Austin, when this whole thing started, the opportunity to go in and help the McNair Foundation and create an accountability for the money. So what are we doing? What are we making happen with their money? And are we putting a better student on the street? Are we creating a brand for the McNair Foundation? Are we creating a brand for HBU? And so I've gotten to be part of that. Of that growth and making that happen. And it's been, it's been a wonderful experience. I mean, and, you know, nothing goes without trials and tribulations. Yeah. If nothing in life is gonna happen just how you want it to. But that's the cool thing about it is to be able to deal with the curveballs or the changes or the, you know, I mean, in this case, who would have thunk that we were going to be in the middle of a pandemic? And, I mean, it's almost preemptive in thinking that we wouldn't fund bricks and mortar at Bridgeway. Our rule was that we would fund programs and process and so in a time of a pandemic, you really find out that and probably now going forward, those bricks and mortar aren't quite as important as they were. And where'd that message come from? It's an evolution of time. Because I think at the higher education level, it really got out of hand to build bigger and better. But it also happened with churches. It happened with real estate. It happened. I mean, it isn't just at the university level. It definitely happened in commerce as well. So sure. I think that we're in a time where a great time of finding out who we are as individuals. And so being involved at the school in a project like this and working with the kids, working with the faculty, and working with administration on the evolution of how higher education is going to evolve, become the mainstream aspect of it is going to be more about what we're doing now. We're on Zoom. We're not face to face, and I think it's not natural. We all would prefer to be face to face, but the reality is that we're in a virtual world now. So that also brings opportunity for a school like HBU. And specifically, and something that I know you've worked on and been a part of, and that is the online curriculum. Now, if you think about it, it doesn't, business 101 would tell you that if I have an online curriculum, it's a lot easier to be profitable with an online curriculum than it is to have bricks and mortar and pay mortgages and you know, students on the campus. I mean, now, granted, it's not the same experience. We all know that. But we do what we have to do. And so I think that it's I think that there will be an adjustment in all different categories of business, education and churches and on, but listen, we all figured it out over time. Whenever any kind of typical pandemic happened, I know when I was growing up, my grandmother used to tell us about the Dust Bowl days, and I grew up in Kansas, and so, you know, farming was such a big deal across the U.S. And so we were in the wheat business, wheat and flour, and you know, to have a pandemic of that source where dust bowls are going on and you can't grow anything, that went on for 10 years. And so when we got the first sign of the pandemic, we all got frantic and oh, what are we going to do? Well, you know, our ancestors lived through some pretty difficult things. Yeah. And so, we were built as human beings to adjust. Mm-hmm. And most of the time, the reason that there isn't an adjustment is because we don't want it. We don't want to. It's not because we can't. It's because we don't want to adjust. We don't want to have to transition to something new, because sure, we get used to a way of being. And when that way of being gets changed, it makes it very difficult for someone to have to say, darn, you know, I worked so hard to get there, and now I got to go through this whole new process. So I happen to think it's fun, and I'm very, very different that way. But I like change, and particularly because I'm always searching for better. And again, I've made a lot of mistakes along the way, so change also allows me to move on from my past mistakes. And so that's a positive. And I think that we're going to find that people are going to figure that out.
Totally agree with you, Mike. And adversity reveals a person. And it's amazing, you know, when we look back on our Christian lives, probably the greatest times of growth were when we were going through challenge. And the Lord has a very mysterious way about leading us to a dynamic future if we'll just simply look to Him. And you certainly have done that your whole life. Your wife, Meryl, and three children, I know family means a lot to you. Can you just tell us a brief word about them?
Absolutely. You know, I think when you're a kid growing up, and family is so important to you, like I mentioned earlier. And I was lucky that my parents were grounded. They were very much about us, and they taught us a lot of characteristics that are just very Midwestern, very much about helping others and caring for others, and that no one person is better than the other. And my family is, I mean, the facts are that all families have challenges, and it's how you deal with those challenges. And most of the challenges that have come inside my family have been because of illnesses, or because of something that has happened physically. And so we're there for each other. And my wife is very strong. She very, very bright, and has really, we've just had a great partnership. And I think that if you understand what a partnership is, and you understand what a team is, and you understand that you're not all things to all people. And so as the quarterback, or whatever you want to call the father calls the plays, and then everybody else runs the play, and then we make adjustments along the way. And we've had to make a lot of them, but it was challenging, but it was never so challenging that you said, I'm going to quit on it. I'm going to give up. Because my wife and I work very closely together on making sure that the kids were very confident and competent, and you know, if something came up, we were there for them. So I've always had this thinking, and it's a very elementary and ground level, but I've told myself a long time ago, if you bring a child into the world, you are responsible for that child, and you're responsible for what happens with that child. Now, there are always going to be extenuating circumstances, but the reality is that, again, it goes back to, I think that we accepted the accountability to our kids, and our kids were very grounded. And it doesn't mean that they were definitely treated very well, but what I'm saying is, I'm seeing the same thing passed down now as they have families. And so, it really does tell me that it works, not just a pie in the sky thinking, but have a family attitude and you have a team attitude, it works.
It's so well said. And it's amazing. Our kids often imitate us, and many ways it's good. And they pick up that DNA of those great values that your mom and dad passed on to you. Certainly my parents passed on to me, priceless memories. We've been talking to Mike Romy, a senior partner of Allen Austin, a global management consulting firm. Mike has had such an impact at HBU in so many different ways, and currently as a mentor for HBU's McNair Center for Entrepreneurship and Free Enterprise. Mike, you and I could probably talk for hours. You know, the word entrepreneurial and entrepreneurship is literally my middle name. Dr. Sloan said to me once, Jerry, you're an entrepreneur. I love the idea of starting something new, and I love the idea of seeing the potential. And you and I both share a common reality that the students walking the campus at HBU, many of them are future entrepreneurs that are going to change the world. And if we can have just a little touch, how blessed is that? And you've had a big touch, Mike. And we could never thank you on behalf of our whole board and team. You are deeply loved by Houston Baptist University. Thank you so much for spending time with us. And I look forward to visiting with you in the future. Promise that you will come back and give us an update on what's happening through the mentorship at HBU McNair Center.
Well, I would be honored to do that, I hope we have many success stories to tell, and I know we will, and the collaboration of the Houston community with HBU is also going to grow because of all that.
Yes.
And that, you know, entrepreneurship, as you know, is an idea and bringing an idea to the table and then doing it. I mean, it's that simple.
Yeah.
I mean, why make it more difficult than that?
Right.
And so, I'm sure that during the next whatever time frame, we'll have many more stories to share with you. And thank you so much for having me.
We're grateful to you, Mike, and we look forward to talk to you again. Tell your family and everybody around you just how grateful we are, okay?
Will do. Thank you so much.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.